You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Joining us now, speaking of the Packers, he is Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette, up in Green Bay at Packers minicamp. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, that dude on 1250 WSSP. What's up, Ryan Wood?
You know what, Sparky? This is the last day of school if you are on the Packers beat, and it is nothing but summer vacation from here. So I'm good. How are you?
It's not going to be summer vacation, Ryan. I hate to break it to you.
No, but it is for me.
It's not going to be, because Jordan Love eventually is going to get this deal done, and then y'all are going to have to come running back to cover something one way or the other and write about it.
If it happens in the next 5 weeks, Sparky, I'm off the radar.
Good for you. So what are you doing? Are you going anywhere? Are you getting away? What's up?
Yeah. The girlfriend and I, in July, will be going over to Zurich to see Taylor Swift, and we got a European cruise. So that's, you know, yeah. If Jordan Love's contract extension happens July 8th, 9th, 10th, I'll be out of the continent. And it's going to get done. I don't know if it's going to get done then, but that's someone else's problem. This is the last day of school. It is summer, and I'm not mad about it.
Okay. So let's talk about the Packers, because that's why you're on. Obviously, talk about the mini camp. I've been talking about it on this show. There haven't been many off seasons and many OTAs and mini camps that have had this much positivity around it from everybody involved. Whether it's national media talking about them, whether it's you guys asking questions and how you phrase questions, they're always in a positive light one way or the other. Like, this is probably about the most upbeat and optimistic offseason I can remember in quite some time.
The word that keeps coming to my mind over and over again is tranquil. There's just a lot of tranquility around this team this offseason. And my goodness, that's a change. It's been years since you could use the word tranquil to describe the Green Bay Packers offseason. I mean, it's been a long time, Sparky.
Well, I mean, he's in New York now creating havoc. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't last year. They had a fairly big trade. It wasn't the year before. They had another fairly big trade. The year before that, 2021 was the war of silence, as the former quarterback calls it. 2020, it was COVID. It wasn't tranquil for anyone.
They drafted Jordan Love.
You know, it's been years. This is just, it's an entirely different vibe, feeling around this team. And it's, you know, it's not a bad thing for the offseason. It's why I can be on the last day of school and say, yeah, it's summer. Just take off after this. Because training camp's coming. The football's going to start.
Yep.
And then we'll see. I mean, this tranquility can change real fast, right? I mean, they're going to have to continue the good vibes once the season begins, but there's every reason to think this is a short-list contending team that has one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in the NFC, which means that they have every reason to think they can come into the season winning the conference, going to the Super Bowl, and they're going to pay that quarterback at some point. The fact it hasn't happened yet doesn't matter. It's going to happen. Everyone knows this. Nothing but tranquil.
I'm not there, obviously, so I watch on Twitter to the play-by-play of everybody that is there covering the team, and that amount of people has grown in numbers as well from everybody that now covers this team. And not being there, okay, so you can correct me immediately, I see a lot of Jordan Love throws behind. Jordan Love underthrows a little bit. Jordan Love throws high, but I feel like the receivers are getting to the balls, but I feel like there's a lot of that going on when talking about the throws of Jordan Love in this mini camp to this point through, again, 2 days. How does it look to you when they get out there and they're 11-on-11?
Yeah, I would have agreed with you until today. And then today happens. And Jordan Love hits 1.9 straight passes to 7 different targets, just absolutely spraying across the field. It was like, oh, okay, that's good. Now, here's the reality. Whether it's hitting 9 straight in practice or throwing a ball behind, you know, Jordan Love had, in 2-minute drill, Jordan Love had a ball behind Dontavian Wicks today that it was his one bad throw that should have been picked by Quay Walker. Quay Walker drops it, kind of laid out for it, but dropped it. Should have been picked. Whether it's that throw or hitting 9 straight, it does not matter. They're not in pads. This is not football. This is a classroom setting on the field. The entire premise of this time of year is to take the things that they're learning in meetings and then practice them on the field. They're not actually playing football yet until they put the pads on. So I don't make any football observations in June, in OTAs, in minicamp, when these guys are in shorts. There's no real football observations to be made. You save that for when they get the pads going in August.
I don't know, Ryan Wood. There seems to be a lot of people making a lot of football observations about Marshawn Lloyd at running back right now as far as what he looks like.
And it's absolutely ridiculous. You know why? he might be good. I don't know.
You need this to be your last day of school, you curmudgeon. All right, why can't people be excited about Marshawn Lloyd? Go ahead.
What's the number one most important thing for any running back?
Blocking. Well, for Jordan Love, at least pass blocking.
Pass pro, yeah. If you are going to usher a red carpet to this $50 million a year soon-to-be quarterback, yeah, you're not going to get on the field. But really, to play the position, the number one thing is don't get tackled.
Right.
Right? That's the running back position in a nutshell. Can you not get tackled? They don't tackle in June.
True.
So how can you possibly make any actual observation on any running back based on not being able to tackle in June? If you're not tackling, that means the guys aren't getting tackled. Now, in August, when they put the pads on, it's a lot more chippy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You see these guys in preseason for sure. I want to see Marshawn Lloyd in preseason. How does it look when guys are trying to tackle him? And if he looks really good then yeah, that'll be impressive. It's not impressive when they're in shorts.
All right, Ryan Wood. Boy, oh boy. I'm glad it's your last day of school. Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Let's see if I can get something positive out of you. What about the defense? And Jeff Hafley and this coaching staff that he's put together as far as how they're going about coaching these guys up and so forth. Now, again, training camp, intensity level goes up, all of that. So there'll be more yelling and screaming and all of that. But can you tell any type of difference as far as how he's going about his business versus maybe what Joe Barry did in these same type of situations or no?
It's premature in terms of scheme. But I do think on that side of the ball, there's some really interesting questions that are developing to be answered in camp. The secondary, right? Jaire Alexander excused absence from minicamp. He wasn't here. He'd been here for every single day of the offseason program until then. has been nothing short of what the Packers expect and want from him so far this offseason. Wasn't excused from minicamp. With that, with him not here, you've got Eric Stokes and Carrington Valentine as the two corners. Well, Jaire Alexander's coming back. I'm really curious who's the odd man out there, because both those guys have looked good. Both those guys are healthy. Eric Stokes especially, that's very significant. There's going to be an odd man out there. I think that's going to be a heck of a battle come camp. I think it'll be very interesting. Right now, Keyshawn Nixon's the guy in the slot. But is it going to be one of those, you know, Javon Bullard has gotten some slot reps. Is he just a safety, or is it going to be how he was used at Georgia in college, where he can play some slot too? Is he going to come on along enough to give some competition in the slot for Keyshawn Nixon? Some of that depends on how Evan Williams comes on at safety, the fellow of the fourth-round pick at safety. I think there's some interesting spots there. And then up front, obviously we know the linebacker situation and Nichols is going to be Quay Walker and Edger and Cooper. Those are the two guys. That's your battery. Well, who's that third linebacker in base? And I think the depth at defensive end. You know, Brenton Cox Jr., a guy that nobody talked about last year for good reason. He's a healthy scratch, undrafted rookie, but he stayed on the 53 the entire season. Well, this year, again, there's no football observation to be made, except he's gotten a ton of reps. He's got a lot of first-team reps with Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary having reps taken off them because it's June. Is he a guy that can take a step? He got carried through the roster all last year as an undrafted rookie. Can he be part of a rotation? Because if he can, then you got Kingsley and Igbare. You know who your top three are on the edge. You got some pretty good depth there. I think Brenton Cox Jr. would be a guy that'll be very interesting to watch in the early phases of the camp.
I want to go back to Bullard, Ryan Wood. I think the answer to that is yes, he probably does come up and play the slot, and that's why you have, you know, 100 young safeties all on this roster after you took Bullard, because I think that probably is the plan. My question is, I don't remember what they're paying Nixon, $6 million or whatever it is, but that was with the idea of probably, you know, doing kick returns and so forth the old way, but not with this new way and having to kind of relearn how special teams is going to be. If he's not covering the slot, is he still worth the bang for the buck, depending on what this kickoff is going to look like?
I think it only improves his value, increases his value there, because I think you'll see a whole lot more kick returns. Now, it's worth wondering if the penalty of a touchback is only 5 yards to get it at the 30. Is that enough of a deterrent? I don't know. There's some questions with this new kickoff format that's still to be answered, but the idea and premise was for the kickoff to stay preserved, for it to remain in the game. And if that's what you're wanting to do, set up a game where the kickoff's more important, it's nice to have the two-time reigning All-Pro at that position, right? So from that standpoint, I think Keyshawn Nixon had an excused absence from minicamp. It probably wouldn't be that way if there was much of a competition for him in the slot. I think the Packers enter camp with Keyshawn Nixon clearly established as the slot corner. That doesn't mean it stay that way. I think it'll be very interesting with this with the young safety group. Javon Bullard in college, he played both, and he's got some reps there. He's rotated in there this spring. Is he a guy that can push for playing time there? And again, it's not just Javon Bullard. Evan Williams is equally important there. Can he withstand, can he emerge as a starter next to Xavier McKinney or not? That's a big question for a fourth-round pick as a rookie. So the secondary as a whole is going to be very interesting to track.
Last year they played Jordan Love and the young players a lot in preseason. I'm assuming that that's not going to be the case again this year, or am I wrong?
That's a good question. I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if there was some snaps in the preseason. With that said, if there's not an extension by the preseason week one, you're not going to see Jordan Love on the field.
For sure.
That's where I think he draws the line. I think ultimately they need to get something done by week one of the regular season. But if I'm Jordan Love, there's no way I'm going on the field for a preseason snap if I haven't gotten my money yet, if I haven't gotten that extension. So that's worth watching. But if he gets paid by then, I wouldn't be – he's still a young quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a few snaps here and there in the preseason. And, you know, the quarterback position gets a little boring when you know you have the franchise starter. But the backup battle behind Jordan Love will be fascinating between Michael Pratt. You see these guys in preseason for sure. I want to see Marshawn Lloyd in preseason. How's it look when guys are trying to tackle him? And if he looks really good then yeah, that'll be impressive. It's not impressive when they're in shorts.
All right, Ryan Wood. Boy, oh boy. I'm glad it's your last day of school. Packers beat writer for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Let's see if I can get something positive out of you. What about the defense? And Jeff Hafley and this coaching staff that he's put together as far as how they're going about coaching these guys up and so forth. Now, again, training camp, intensity level goes up, all of that, so there'll be more yelling and screaming and all of that. But can you tell any type of difference as far as how he's going about his business versus maybe what Joe Barry did in these same type of situations or no?
It's premature in terms of scheme, but I do think on that side of the ball, there's some really interesting questions that are developing to be answered in camp. The secondary, right? Jair Alexander excused absence from minicamp. He wasn't here. He'd been here for every single day of the offseason program. Until then, has been nothing short of what the Packers expect and want from him so far this offseason. Wasn't excused from minicamp. With that, with him not here, you've got Eric Stokes and Carrington Valentine as the two corners. Well, Jair Alexander's coming back. I'm really curious who's the odd man out there because both those guys have looked good. Both those guys are healthy. Eric Stokes especially, that's very significant. There's going to be an odd man out there. I think that's going to be a heck of a battle come camp. I think it'll be very interesting. Right now, Keyshawn Nixon's the guy in the slot. But is it going to be one of those, you know, Javon Bullard has gotten some slot reps. Is he just a safety, or is it going to be how he was used at Georgia in college where he can play some slot too? Is he going to come on along enough to give some competition in the slot for Keyshawn Nixon? Some of that depends on how Evan Williams comes on at safety, the fellow of the fourth-round pick at safety. I think there's some interesting spots there. And then up front, obviously, we know the linebacker situation and Nichols going to be Quay Walker and Edger and Cooper. Those are the two guys. That's your battery. Well, who's that third linebacker in base? And I think the depth at defensive end. You know, Brenton Cox Jr., a guy that nobody talked about last year for good reason. He's a healthy scratch, undrafted rookie, but he stayed on the 53 the entire season. Well, this year, again, there's no football observation to be made except he's gotten a ton of reps. He's got a lot of first-team reps with Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary having reps taken off them because it's June. Is he a guy that can take a step? He got carried through the roster all last year as an undrafted rookie. Can he be part of a rotation? Because if he can, then you got Kingsley and Igbare. You know who your top three are on the edge. You got some pretty good depth there. I think Brenton Cox Jr. would be a guy that'll be very interesting to watch in the early phases of the camp.
I want to go back to Bullard, Ryan Wood. I think the answer to that is yes, he probably does come up and play the slot, and that's why you have, you know, 100 young safeties all on this roster after you took Bullard, because I think that probably is the plan. My question is, I don't remember what they're paying Nixon, $6 million or whatever it is, but that was with the idea of probably, you know, doing kick returns and so forth the old way, but not with this new way and having to kind of relearn how special teams is going to be. If he's not covering the slot, is he still worth the bang for the buck, depending on what this kickoff is going to look like?
I think it only improves his value, increases his value there, because I think you're going to see a whole lot more kick returns. Now, it's worth wondering if the penalty of a touchback is only 5 yards to get it at the 30. Is that enough of a deterrent? I don't know. There's some questions with this new kickoff format that's still to be answered, but the idea and premise was for the kickoff to stay preserved, for it to remain in the game. And if that's what you're wanting to do, set up a game where the kickoff's more important, it's nice to have the two-time reigning All-Pro at that position, right? So from that standpoint, I think Keyshawn Nixon had an excused absence from minicamp. It probably wouldn't be that way if there was much of a competition for him in the slot. I think the Packers enter camp with Keyshawn Nixon clearly established as the slot corner. That doesn't mean it stay that way. I think it'll be very interesting with this with the young safety group. Javon Bullard in college, he played both, and he's got some reps there. He's rotated in there this spring. Is he a guy that can push for playing time there? And again, it's not just Javon Bullard. Evan Williams is equally important there. Can he withstand, can he emerge as a starter next to Xavier McKinney or not? That's a big question for a fourth-round pick as a rookie. So the secondary as a whole is going to be very interesting to track.
Last year they played Jordan Love and the young players a lot in preseason. I'm assuming that that's not going to be the case again this year, or am I wrong?
That's a good question. I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if there was some snaps in the preseason. With that said, if there's not an extension by the preseason week one, you're not going to see Jordan Love on the field.
For sure.
That's where I think he draws the line. I think ultimately they need to get something done by week one of the regular season. But if I'm Jordan Love, there's no way I'm going on the field for a preseason snap if I haven't gotten my money yet, if I haven't gotten that extension. So that's worth watching. But if he gets paid by then, I wouldn't be – he's still a young quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a few snaps here and there in the preseason. And, you know, the quarterback position gets a little boring when you know you have the franchise starter. But the backup battle behind Jordan Love will be fascinating between Michael Pratt and Sean Clifford. Sean Clifford looked pretty darn good last year. He looked good in the preseason. He didn't play a whole lot at all, obviously, in the regular season. But he looked pretty good, and whenever he did get on the field. And now Michael Pratt, he's had a pretty good spring. I don't know if he can, you know, again, no football observations to be made here. They're in shorts.
Yeah, but Clifford threw
his hand pretty good.
But Clifford threw three picks yesterday, and he threw another one today. That's four picks in shorts.
Only one of them was on him. See, this is one of them was deflected off Grant DeBose, should have been caught. The other one was at the end of the two-minute drill where there's 9 seconds left from the 26 and no timeouts. He has to take a chunk play, kind of basically a Hail Mary to the end zone. This is not the time. What happens here in June does not supersede that John Clifford looked like he got a rifle in preseason last year. He was impressive. He flashed a little bit. I don't know if that means he's going to take another step or not, because he needs to take another step. But there's enough there to think that he can give a battle. And Michael Pratt, again, we haven't really seen him play football yet, but the ball zips out of his hand pretty good. I think that'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, Clifford just shrunk in big moments in college. I don't know. Just not there yet on that dude.
Not a Sean Clifford person. Okay.
Yeah,
found where you're lagging.
Didn't like the draft pick last year when they made it. Still don't like it. And then on top of it, he plays well in preseason. And I got to listen to people be like, oh, maybe he's the guy over Jordan Love, Sparky. Maybe he should be the quarterback and not Jordan Love. That just further made me dislike him even more. It had nothing to do with him personally. Just dealing with all the Packer fans that were jumping on that dude's bandwagon before Jordan Love ever had an opportunity to do anything. So that further irritated me. Ryan,
Sparky, it's Sparky. It's not Sean Clifford's fault that there are crazy people in the world, okay? We can't blame Sean Clifford for that.
Yeah, well, if he's not here, then I don't have to hear it. Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Apparently, he's a Swiftie. I had no idea.
I'm not, but my girlfriend is, and she says you want to go to Zurich and see Taylor Swift. I'm not a dumb man.
Yes, you go. Right. No, I understand that. I'm just saying having 13 Christmas trees would be a lot less expensive. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Take care. There he is, Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer, Green Bay Press Gazette, the award-winning Ryan Wood. Follow him on Twitter and @ByRyanWood. I told you this show was jam-packed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.